USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden's upcoming trip to Saudi Arabia has drawn criticism because of the country's human rights violations. In Jerusalem, the president said he has never been silent about human rights. Appearing on Fox News, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton reacts to the president's remarks.
Joe Biden should stop condemning and trying to ostracize their de facto leader, Mohammed bin Salman, and work with them to bring down the price of oil here for Americans' families here at home.
He says the Biden administration also needs to ramp up domestic oil production. The nation's unemployment lines are getting a little bit longer. The Labor Department reporting 244,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week, 9,000 more than the week before. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Police are issuing a warning for protesters.
Montgomery County Police in Maryland are warning the public that officers will enforce laws against disturbing the peace at protests outside the homes of Supreme Court justices. On its website on Wednesday night, Montgomery County Police posted the following message. There are content-neutral Montgomery County Code and Maryland law provisions that restrict protesting and assembling in a private neighborhood, as well as disturbing the peace. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The school district in Uvalde, Texas, plans to add more school police officers and stiffen security measures after the shooting that killed 19 children and two teachers at an elementary school in May. Added security will include new perimeter fencing around schools, more security cameras, and upgraded doors. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Inflation continues to be a hot topic on Capitol Hill. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has a story.
Raising taxes amid a 40-year record high inflation of 9.1% is unjustified because inflation is already a tax increase. That's according to Senator Chuck Grassley, the Republican from Iowa. He was on Newsmax. He says this will hit the middle class especially hard.
We Republicans on the Finance Committee just had a news conference this very day on that subject. And we Republicans were able to show that every cohort, as the IRS divides up into various income brackets, up to $400,000, every bracket below that is going to get some tax increase.
Authorities in southwestern Virginia say everyone is accounted for and there are no deaths after massive flooding hit the area. Over 100 homes sustained damage. Governor Glenn Youngkin declaring a state of emergency after dozens were listed as missing. Two men are pleading guilty to trafficking wildlife from the Democratic Republic of Congo to Seattle. Federal prosecutors say in 2019 the men bought 49 pounds of ivory from the Congo, had it cut into smaller pieces, and painted black. The packages were falsely labeled as wood. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.